Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for provider. And now, here's
the motility. Their bowels aren't moving. They're on Ozempic. They're on Wegovy, Zepbound, Mounjaro for weight loss. Their bowels might not be moving. So the stool is soft, but they may need a laxative to push things through. Others is they just don't get enough fiber. So their stool isn't bulked up. It's more cheesy and gummy. Cheese is very gummy, so cheese is very constipating. And so we ask you to increase your fiber and try to bulk it up. Fiber will absorb water, and it'll help pass the stool more. So just to quickly review some of the different laxatives out there, you have the osmotic laxatives. These are the ones that draw water into the stool, soften it, ease its passing. Your Miralax, your polyethylene glycol, your milk of magnesia, your Fleet's enema, your lactulose. Your stimulant laxatives are your Dulcolax, your Exlax, your Senacote. This stimulates the bowel muscles to move the stool. Don't take it if your stool's not soft. It could hurt. Your stool softeners are your Colace, your Docusate sodium. That brings the water into the stool to make it easier to pass. Your bulk laxatives are your water-absorbing fiber, which we just spoke about. That helps stimulate the bowel to pass and softens the stool, so it's a twofer. And then you've got your lubricant laxatives. That kind of lubricates it, so like mineral oil, to let it pass. So how much of the population is constipated? I would say roughly 30 to 40%, and I think it's even higher. And so unfortunately, constipation is a lot more prevalent. And so we need to guard against it. Well, many of us are cutting carbs either for religious purposes recently or to lose weight. All right, well, what are you swapping for your carbs? Are you swapping fibrous-y vegetables? Are you, nuts, things like that? Or are you just eating meat and cheese? If you're eating meat and cheese, you're going to gum up. You're going to get constipated. If you're eating big meals all at once, your body was never designed to eat one large meal. We would graze when we would hunt and gather. Babies would drink their milk or feed every 2-3 hours. Our bodies were designed to ingest smaller amounts every few hours. Well, if you're only eating one meal a day or you're doing intermittent fasting, patients are calling me saying I'm really constipated. I go, well, how often do you eat and what do you eat? Well, if you're eating one big meal, You could be constipated. If you're sitting for long periods of time, okay, your body needs to move. Your body needs that sympathetic, parasympathetic system kicking in where, you know, you're exercising, but then when you stop, your parasympathetic system comes in and it helps you pee and poop and do all the other things. And so you need to kind of have that back and forth. If you're just sitting all day, then nothing happens. And there's a lot of pressure that you're putting on your bowel. If you're not drinking enough water, it's going to get stuck. And keep in mind, the reason why the bowel gets all kind of dry is the longer the stool is in your colon, then the colon's job is to absorb water. So that's why many of you are constipated, say, all I'm passing are pebbles. Well, it's because if the stool is in your colon for so long, I know you're eating breakfast, I'm sorry, but if the stool is in your colon for that long, it just churns and churns and churns, and water gets sucked out of it. On the opposite end of the spectrum, if you have diarrhea, it just flows. I mean, it just flushes it out, and it's a lot more wet. So you want your stool to kind of be a mixture of soft yet firm. Now, not necessarily liquid and not hard pebbles. That's why we have that Bristol stool chart that kind of shows you we don't want you, you know, sausage linking, you know, well, softer sausage things are okay, but we want your stool to be on the softer side of things. So my recommendation to all of you is to stop sitting, increase your water. Also, watch your caffeine. Caffeine can also constipate you. Watch your stimulants. If you have a thyroid issue, get that under control. Monitor your stress. Look at your exercise. Pregnancy can do it as well. Sometimes your hormones could be off. Be very careful with your laxative use, because the more you use laxatives, the less often they work. And so you could kind of gain a tolerance to them. So you need to be careful with that as well. Make sure we don't have something obstructing. Make sure there's not a mass. If you're having chronic constipation, get your butt into the doctor, the medical provider, to let them take a look at you and evaluate you. Some of them might do a colonoscopy to make sure there's not something impeding you from trying to push things out. At the first sign of blood, if you have blood in your stool, get yourself checked out. You know, don't be calling telemedicine companies saying, "I'm bleeding." Get seen. We're going to always tell you to get seen. We're not going to diagnose a hemorrhoid over the phone. And even if it is a hemorrhoid, why are you having hemorrhoids? Why do you have to push so hard? Why are you constipated, making hemorrhoids? So we always want to figure out the why. Then, of course, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, other things. And then your medications. Talk to your medical provider about medications you're taking, like antidepressants, narcotics. These are things that constipate you as well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. I want a new drug. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday we spoke about distracted driving and all the statistics. And as you know, it is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. So it's a good reminder to put down our phones, pay attention to the road. But it also comes at a time when everything from artificial intelligence to robots and advanced technology is changing the way we work, changing the way we live, and I am so excited for our next guest. You know him, Noah Hickey, CEO of Whiparound and former European soccer star. He's here to discuss how innovative new tech solutions are managing and improving the efficiency behind the wheel and in the workplace. Noah, thank you. Thank you so much. European soccer star. I'm a huge, huge fan. Always have been. Grateful to have you on the show.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thanks for being here. Thanks for letting me be here.
Oh, always, always. All right, so look at you. CEO Whiparound, talk to us. What is Whiparound?
Yeah, so, to give you a bit of a foundation of what Whiparound is and how we came about, if you think about that package that you had delivered this week, or landscaping you had done at your place, or the truck that picked up your trash, all of those need to be safe and maintained for the driver to be able to make that happen. So Whip Around is a comprehensive inspection and maintenance platform. And what that means is that the driver or someone at the site can make sure that vehicle is inspected and maintained before the vehicle goes off for the day and does all the stuff that impacts all of our lives. And when it doesn't happen, we get grumpy and we, you know, have a problem with it then. But it means that the driver, and when it comes to distractions, the driver is not going to get distracted by an engine light or a service issue because it's all been taken care of before they actually leave for the day or leave for the night in a lot of cases. So what we do is we make sure that by doing pre-trips with Whip Around, which is a pre-trip, is an inspection before the trip, and that that vehicle is maintained, we get all of those things that those heroes, being the drivers, you know, need to deliver for us.
Amen. Amen. And so, you know, we're looking at technology, and, you know, some businesses are slow to embrace it. Some businesses have over-embraced it, but, you know, technology is definitely playing a huge role, and I think really, really loosening up, freeing us up to do other things. Talk to us about what you're seeing in terms of the tech world.
Yeah, well, in the tech world, there's so many simple little tasks that can be done with technology. I mean, this is something that was done on paper before, and now it's done in an app, which, you know, you can download it, and it just goes on to have an inspection, takes photos with it. You can make sure that the vehicles, you know, any commercial fleet out there, that the vehicles are maintained, and it can be operating and go. Not only that, but if there's a fleet manager or a mechanic and they need that information quickly, they're getting that information in real time, and they can actually then make sure that things are fixed and ready to go. Previously, of course, it wasn't like that, and things were done on paper. But it makes for a safer environment for not only the driver and all of those people who are at the work site, for all of you and me and everybody as well, because safer vehicles on the road, safer assets out there making it happen, we all benefit, because you see those tires sometimes on the side of the road. It's a shredded tire on a freeway or a highway, and that if that company's on Whip Around, that vehicle wouldn't have gone out for the day. It would have been changed, and it'd be, you know, in working order, and we'd miss out on what are a lot of accidents.
Yeah, and it's true. Driving into the studio today, there was a car. Something happened with it. It disrupted, obviously, the traffic. There was a pileup, or not a pileup, but there was, you know, a backup, and then there had to be, you know, some alternate routes, and people get grumpy. People start to cheat, and they swerve into other lanes to get by, and it is. It's a mess, and now that cars are becoming more technical, you know, in terms of electric vehicles and things like that, it seems like it's something that's going to be pretty necessary.
Yeah, very much so. And sometimes people blame the drivers, but it's not actually the drivers. I was like, the drivers are the heroes, and they can inspect their vehicle, and they can make sure that they're out there doing the job that they want to do, which is just keep driving. You know, they don't want to be pulled over and stopped either. So we just work with the driver and sort of make sure that they can get this done. But then also for the company, when that vehicle is not moving, it costs them a fortune. Like a vehicle that's off the road, it's $3,000 plus per day that they're losing, and then sometimes much, much, much more. But we want to make sure that that's operating. The driver gets to drive. Everybody else has a safe environment. I mean, you know, I've got a wife and two kids. I want to make sure that we're providing as much as we can that is a safe environment for everybody to go out and operate in.
So true, so true. We're speaking to Noah Hickey, CEO of Whip Around and former European soccer star. So it improves the bottom line. Well, companies can save money with this technology, correct?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you know, just talking about that, the cost per day of a vehicle being off the site. But then also as you go into the use cases, and one that's always relevant to everybody is that we all have our local fire brigade. A mate of mine, a good friend of mine, is a fireman at the local fire brigade, and they need to have that vehicle, the truck, ready for action. They need to make sure that everything else is inspected as well. So they want the uniforms to be ready and make sure that they're inspected, they're there, they're ready to go. Fire extinguishers, you name it, anything. anything you can think of in a fire station that needs to be ready for action to go out and be the heroes to all of our communities. With Whip Around, we do that. We make sure that it's all inspected, it's all maintained, and it's ready for that fire station to do what they do best for the community, which is, you know, save lives and impact all of us with the great work that they do. All the other businesses, like landscaping businesses, same thing.
Talk to us about some of the other applications, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the other applications in terms of other businesses that are the same scenario as that fire station one, when you look at them, they might be a landscaping company, they might be a marina that you want to get to and have your boat ready to go, or companies that do big explosives and the like. They need to make sure that everything is safe and ready to do what they do best. And we here at Whip Around, we sort of say that, you know, we're standing on the shoulders of giants in that we go out and we help the customer's team member that makes that happen. And then they go off and they do all the great things that they do for our community. Fire stations, marinas, crane companies, you know, where they've got airplanes. We really make sure that all of that happens. And our team, you know, we've got in the billions when it comes to inspections. Mm-hmm. Our team are there to help companies. And if you know a driver or a fleet manager or you're an owner of a business, our team will help you with all the information and the data that we have to make sure that you're doing what you do well.
I love it. Now, you played soccer for over a decade for New Zealand and Europe. So your body, are there any applications? Because what sports did to my body, it would be fantastic if you could have something like Whip Around to get us going in the morning and make sure we don't have issues getting to work.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, if I was to inspect my body, it would just be defect.
I know.
And it would be a pretty sad inspection, I would say, because I'm a bit slow and sore every single day. But, hey, look, I don't have to do that anymore. So I just rest assured knowing that I can go out and work with our customers and help them be the ones who are the star of the show now.
I love it. I know I wouldn't even be allowed on the road. Well, we appreciate all you've done for the sport, all you've done with your philanthropy, what you're doing with Whip Around. Just in the last minute or two, tell my listeners how they could find out more information.
Yeah, so we've got a fantastic team. I mean, that's what people love to work with when they come to Whip Around. So it's whiparound.com, WHIPARAROUND.com. And our team are there with all the experience and super passionate about helping your businesses or people who you know with a business. So whiparound.com, our team wants to be part of your team.
I love it. Noah, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you back. Thank you and your team, and we appreciate you.
Likewise. Thanks,
Dr. Dahlia. Take care. Bye. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sorry, my body, after I could really use this sort of technology to make sure that, you know, I could be getting there and running. You know, it's interesting. My check engine light popped on the other day, and I had 70 errands to run. And all I could do is just fixate on that check engine light. And by the way, it went away. So now I don't know if I'm more nervous about it than my check engine light away. And is it going to, you know, is my check engine light malfunctioning? And should it be lit? So I don't know what the heck to do. I just don't have time to go to the shop. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War-era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we don't get to hear a lot from medical gender detransitioners, from those individuals who transitioned, disliked it, struggled, wants to go back. Media doesn't really allow their story to get out there. And I think there's a lot more of them, and we're going to have more of them. And those are the stories we need to hear as people are making decisions, such as doing the Barbie dolling of their genitalia, as we talked about yesterday. And so New York Post has a very interesting piece. Chloe Cole has spoken out about her detransitioning. And she said, when I was 12, I tried to transition my gender, 12 years old. She said everyone supported me. Therapist told me I was doing the right thing. Doctors put me on puberty blockers, then cross-sex hormones, and then cut off my breasts and I had a double mastectomy. She said her parents' health insurance covered everything. The medical establishment believed, she says, I should transition based on the idea of gender-affirming care. She says the message I got was loud and clear. Transitioning was the best decision I'd ever made. At age 16, however, she realized she made a mistake. She wanted to turn back to detransition to the girl she always was. But as soon as she said that, there was no support. She said the therapist, they told me I was confused, that I was on a, quote, gender journey, she states. The doctors, she said they didn't want to provide the treatments or procedures to reverse what they did. She said they looked at me like I was crazy. She said, like I was asking for something totally outside the bounds of medicine. Then they wouldn't talk to her. Now, what about the health insurance? Was the health insurance there for her? No. She said it wouldn't cover a penny of her detransitioning. She said it was happy to pay for cutting off her breasts, but not reconstructive surgery, she says. She said it wouldn't even cover mental health care. She said, my parents and I are on the hook for tens of thousands of dollars for the care I need with no end in sight. She says, everywhere I turn, the medical establishment effectively told me detransitioning isn't real or doesn't matter. She said, this is the dark side of gender-affirming care. It only affirms in one direction. She says, if you want to change genders, great. If you regret your decision, too bad. She's 19 years old. Her chest is still bandaged where her breast should be. She has urinary tract issues from all the chemicals, she says, that were pumped into her body. She says, when I look in the mirror, I sometimes don't recognize my own face because the testosterone changed it. She says, every minute of my life is filled with physical pain and mental anguish. The medical establishment acts like I don't exist, but I do, and I'm not the only one. She says, more and more young kids are going down the same dark road as me, trying to change genders at 12 years old or even younger. Many are doing so out of social pressure, what experts call social contagion. But they aren't transgender. Now, as you know, there was a study, two-thirds of children that she quotes, but we spoke about the study, where the majority of children change their mind about transitioning with their gender. And so, you know, she wants the medical establishment to not ignore those individuals who are changing their minds. She said they're going to struggle to get the mental health care they need. They're going to struggle to get the treatments and surgeries they need. And the families are going to struggle to have their health insurance pay for it. So she is asking for states to pass a detransitioner bill of rights that at the very least requires health insurance to cover the cost of detransition. She said, I've testified to four state legislatures this year alone, and Arizona State Senate passed the Bill of Rights in March, and the House is doing the same as well. She says it's a basic matter of justice, fairness, and equity. So we're going to talk more about this, you know, in the coming weeks and months, you know, as it gains traction. But this is my whole problem with the whole gender dysphoria, gender transitioning landscape in medicine. It's exactly what Chloe Cole points out. If you are, you can't be hypocritical. If you have a person who has gender dysphoria, they need long-term support. Even if they choose not to change their gender. If you are taking care of a patient and you are showing that you are diverse, equitable, you're avoiding, you know, inequalities and discrimination, then you don't discriminate against a transgender individual who says, I think the hormones were a mistake. You then understand, if you really understand gender dysphoria, then you understand that there's going to be some regret with some of the treatments. That's, you have to be there for them. Yet, nobody is. That's a problem. You know, I one reason why I don't do gender transitioning is, one, I'm not trained in it, but I also can't find where they train you to detransition. I mean, you have to be able to do both. And, just like an OB. If somebody has a C-section and they say, while you're there, can you make me sterile? Can you tie my tubes? That doctor has to be trained in both. Yeah, it's just a part of medicine. You have to understand that. You have to know how to save lives, and you also need to know how to help people die peacefully. We don't want you killing people, but you can't just be like, well, don't talk to me about the death. All I want to do is save lives. You got to understand the death part. Just like you got to understand when something fails. If somebody is at high risk for blood clots, and they find that two of their sisters had a blood clot on their birth control, and now they're on high doses of estrogen, and they think they could be genetically predisposed, you got to flip and listen to them. If you're a medical professional, it is your duty and your ethics to work with them no matter what their decision is, whether it goes with the narrative or not. If somebody fails to use a condom and gets an STD, we take care of them still. We don't just say, sorry, you should have used condoms, this is on you. If somebody smoked and got lung cancer, do we say, sorry, you should have never smoked? No, we treat them. We try to save their lives. So, with children, I really think we need to follow the science, especially when Europe is saying we really, do not have enough studies and we cannot guarantee the safety of kids to be going through these gender transitioning treatments. We don't understand the long-term implications, and we know there are risks. America needs to get on board with that. And I understand it's easier to look female before you get the male hair and the 6 foot tall and the brawn and the muscle. But I'm telling you right now, if you have a child that later wants to have that bone structure, wants to have that muscle, wants to have that athletic ability, and wants to have fertility, you can't talk them into changing when they're younger. I don't think a child can give informed consent. Now, if an adult wants to transition, that's on them, whatever they want to do. I don't think the taxpayers should pay for it, but now, if they want to transition, then that's between them and their doctor. But when we're talking about a kid, now if you are really pro transgender rights, preserve their fertility, for crying out loud. Why are we assuming somebody's transgender is not going to want to reproduce? Transgender individuals may want to have children. And the second you affect that ability, you're doing them an injustice. And if a child cannot make that decision, then you don't talk them into it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love it when friends and listeners and patients are honest about things. And this concept of being an empty nester when your kids move out is an interesting one. Now, I mean, I have two boys. I love them to death, but see ya. Go do your thing. Make sure to call me. Let me know you're safe. But, you know, do your own laundry, feed yourself, just see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. But many empty nesters say there's a secondary issue that comes about when you become an empty nester. And even though you might be happy that the kids are kind of off and you got the place to yourself, you got the TV to yourself, you got the toilet to yourself, less cleaning, less money being spent, what happens with you and the spouse? Is your wife getting on your nerves? Is your husband getting you on your nerves? Is your partner getting on your nerves? And so many marriages start to lose a little bit of their grounding during the empty nest stage. And I've heard from people who say, I'm sick of my spouse. Retiring also. They can't stand retiring because then the spouse is there all the time. And if you tell your spouse this, they're like, wait a second. You're supposed to love me. And you used to always want to be around me. You hated it when we were apart. Okay, well, maybe, you know, the first couple weeks, but, you know, but if, you know, you're two different people, you do different things, you like to watch different things on TV, you got to kind of be honest and open about, you know, what's going on here. So how do you prevent the empty nest or post-empty nest divorce or breakup? Well, again, I've always said this. First and foremost, you got to be able to communicate. And having alone time is okay. It's a good thing. I was watching a Modern Family rerun. I love Modern Family. And Mitch was telling Cam, his partner, about how he wants to have, you know, his one night alone. And he's going to go to this hotel, check in, spa. And, you know, Cam didn't take it, you know, really, really well. And even though I totally understood where Mitch was coming from, I could also see how Cam was kind of saying, look, you don't want to be with me. You got to leave. You have to be away. You have to be apart. What people don't understand is alone time is actually very, very important. Many people need time with their thoughts. Many people kind of need, like, you know, working out. You know, I like to work out by myself. I love hiking with my husband. I love doing things. But when I go to the gym, just me. I don't have to be with him when I, you know, because I'm alone in my thoughts or my music. You know, in terms of, there's individuals when they sleep, they're like, I sleep better away. I love my spouse, they say, but I sleep better away from them because they snore or they talk in their sleep or, you know, it is okay. We never talk about how it is okay to have separation times. You know, we spoke about Mommy and Me Day with parents and kids, where I would never do anything without both kids. You know, I want to treat them equally. And, you know, some of the parents are like, well, I'm only taking my son. And then tomorrow I'm doing something with my daughter. And it's like a Mommy and Me Day. And I thought about that and I go, wait a second. They might actually like that. You know, younger brother always gets picked on by older brother. And older brother always seems to get bugged by younger brother. What if they do get to have some alone time with Mommy? You know, and so I started to understand that not everything always has to be done as a family, as a, you know, and you don't want to, I know it's difficult because you definitely don't want somebody thinking that somebody's, you know, getting, you know, more of a time than somebody else. But, you know, we have to understand that whatever our traditional idea of what home life should be might not necessarily always work. Was it Gwyneth Paltrow or who was the one in Mask? Not Gwyneth Paltrow, Cameron Diaz. I think she talked about it's totally okay to want to sleep in separate beds sometimes. Now, I need to sleep in bed with my husband. I really prefer to be in bed with him. But there are many couples saying, look, I love my spouse, but I sleep better when I don't have somebody kicking me or snoring. That's okay. So when you're empty nesting and now there's, you know, you guys are just looking at each other all the time, and there. Well, one issue that empty nesting could bring forth to a couple is, you know, if their whole go-to with conversation was the kids, and they forgot how to talk to each other about things, that's a problem. You need to. And you need to also start making your own memories. You also need to not look at it as an empty nest. Look at it as half full. Okay, well, now you can downsize. You could make a guest room. You could make a gym. Whatever you wanted to do in the house, you can. I mean, turn it into a good. You know, I mean, your kids leaving, I get, you know, it could be sad. I love my boys. I love knowing where they are and where they're safe. I love the fact that they're saving money. But they have to, you know, start the family sometime. They have to, you know, grow up and do what they need to do. And me and my husband will be fine. I work all the time. He works a lot. We don't see each other enough. We need to see each other more than we do. So for us, it's good. But for a lot of you where you're like, but I get sick of my spouse. Don't get sick of him. Figure out ways where you don't get sick of them. And if you think they won't understand that you want alone time, then, you know, okay, it's hard when you have somebody who's going to get insulted. Say, look, I'm going to take a class. Now that, you know, Peter has moved out, I want to, I've always wanted to learn a language. So I want to go and take a class. Or I want to join a book club. Or there's a yoga class or spin class I want to do. Or I'm going to learn tennis. But, you know, I want to now use this time to do something else. And you get alone time then. And so I think it's really, really healthy for couples to, you know, the big problem with couples is your 10-year marriage mark versus your 20-year marriage mark is going to be very, very different than the honeymoon stage. Now, it's going to be different. And I think better. I think my husband and my relationship are just better now than it ever has been. Does he get sick of me sometimes? Absolutely. Yeah, I've been practicing the Star-Spangled Banner. How many times does he have to hear me sing it? Yeah. Especially if I sing it off key. Yeah, but he puts up with me. I try to sing it in the shower, and so I notice, you know, he might leave. Yeah, knocks him in the shower, but so he doesn't hear me singing. But you know, it's okay. I don't get insulted by that. Who cares? Who cares? It's okay. Because it you have to be in it for the long haul. If you want to be with your spouse till death do you part, then you gotta make things work. You can't always just eat what you want to eat. They might want me. You can't always watch the show they want to watch. You gotta, there has to be compromise. But make sure you have something more in your life than your kids. I've seen empty nesters, especially with in-laws. Some of you guys are like, you know, I wish my mother-in-law would listen to this or my father-in-law would listen to this. Sometimes the in-laws, you know, are all about, okay, well, I need the kids. I need to be there. I need to, you know, now my life isn't just the kids, but now it has to be the grandkids. But some families want some alone time. They might not always want grandparents around. You're going to have, you know, something else in your life. And the funny thing is your kids will miss you and they'll want you there. You know, if I'm like, look, I'm not working anymore, so I'm, you know, can spend all day at your house watching the kid if you want. My kid and whoever they marry is not going to want that. But if I say, look, you know, I'm busy, I'm doing this, but, you know, if you want me on the weekend, I'll be there. And, oh, yeah, actually, that would help. Man, you know, just you have to have it. The second your children feel that your life is all about theirs, it's pretty stifling. It's pretty suffocating. You don't want to suffocate something. Same thing with your spouse. You don't want to suffocate them. Go for your jog. Go for your walk. And hang out with friends. I think hanging out with friends is important. I understand that some of us could be in abusive relationships where the partner does not want us hanging out with friends. Then you need to get the hell out. You have to be able to have outside access. But for the most part, make sure you use this time to do other things. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.